just say first, thank you to Jeffrey, Howie, and Doug for giving me this opportunity, and thanks in advance to Philly fans and the city for, you know, hopefully accepting me and work real hard and do my best to be a part of this great thing that they have going here. So, yep, that's all
so
I got.
How do you think you fit in?
I think I fit in well. You know, for me, the number one thing when I went into free agency was to find a good football fit. And schematically, I think it works really well for my skill set and what I've done in my career. And I love the city. You know, I got my folks went to school here. My wife's from, you know, South Jersey, so I know the area well. I'll learn it a lot better. But you know, football wise, family wise, it's really perfect for me, I think.
You've been in the league a while. You're coming off the Super Bowl championship. When you make a transition like this, is it easy for you to walk into a new environment and automatically provide a leadership quality?
You know, my view on leadership and that sort of thing is that you got to earn it. And, you know, I'm walking into a locker room full of men who work very hard to do the same thing that I was lucky enough to just accomplish. And we're going to do that again this year, is work hard towards towards competing for something like that. So my job is to earn their respect and their trust and the coach's respect, the city's respect. So when I come into something like this, the challenge is new. Whether I was in St. Louis, I played for four different head coaches, you know, going into a new situation in New England, in a new situation here, it's always first things first is earn the respect and work as hard as you can and, you know, start to build those personal relationships.
Chris, I understand you've talked to Connor Barwin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He told you about the team,
yep.
The city,
yeah.
And the media.
I'm lucky to have Connor as a friend. I mean, we've been friends from a distance through some of the charity work that we're able to do, and I think he's a gold standard in, you know, being a person as well as a football player, and the things he does off the field I really admire. You know, he really puts his heart and his soul into it, not just his time. So he puts his time into it, his heart and his soul, and so that's pretty rare. And so for me, you know, when Connor was asking me about L.A., and I never played in L.A., but I know the organization, I was like, well, I'll give you some information if you trade me some information. So, because, you know, being a free agent, you're really flying blind a lot of times. And Connor helped me a lot to learn about the city. He had nothing but awesome things to say about the city, the organization, the coaches, the players. And, you know, Rodney McLeod, who I played with and is a UVA guy, able to answer some questions for me, too. So that's a real great thing to have.
You said on Instagram when you signed Chris that you want to get back to being the player you were before. I assume you're talking about before the injuries in 13 and 14.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to, I always feel like I have a lot to prove in general. And then, you know, got hurt for a couple years and had a great opportunity to go to New England and win a championship, and that's the goal every year for every team in the league. So, but at the end of the day, I wanted to get back to playing football the way that I played for a long time, and that's something that gave me great joy, was taking the field every Sunday and playing to the best of my abilities and in a situation schematically that fit me, and I felt like I was really being the best me I could be. And it was a real blessing to be a part of that team last year, but I wanted to, you know, towards the end of my career, be in a situation where I could prove myself all over again. And that's what keeps me hungry and excited. So I think this is a great fit for me to have an opportunity, because that's what this is an opportunity.
As a follow-up to that, it's a similar scheme to what you had in St. Louis. How do you fit in that scheme specifically?
Well, you know, I can't tell you anything for sure about where I'd line up. You know, that's up to the coaches and where they want to use me best. Coach Schwartz is awesome, and really enjoyed getting to know him. I know I probably won't play in the A-gap or anything like that, but I can tell you I've been lucky enough to move around and play different positions in my career and different schemes. And last year alone, I played probably half of my snaps in the three technique. So I'm open to do pretty much anything, but I know that I just trust the coaches here to put me in the best position to help the team.
Chris, I know you played 65% of the snaps last year.
Yeah.
With the Patriots.
Yeah.
Number one, did they ask you to come back, or did you make the decision that you wanted to try to find another team?
Well, and it wasn't any bad blood. I just, you know, just football-wise, I really, like I said, it was more about finding a positive. And for me, the positive for me, the thing I enjoy doing the most is playing, you know, in a situation that allows me to be proud of what I put on the field every Sunday. And, you know, I was pretty quickly after the season, I was able to just be straight up with the coaches there who I admire a lot and just tell them I was probably going to look to go elsewhere. Purely from a football standpoint, and I appreciate everything that they gave me. I mean, I never have that ring that I'm going to get fitted for here soon, that I was lucky enough to be a part of something like that. But I wanted to get to a point in free agency where I could start my process whenever, you know, that process started. And for them to find depth or whatever they wanted at their position, I just prefer to do things that way rather than string anybody along.
Was that a tough thing to weigh? Had you stayed there, you might have a really good chance at winning another ring, but if you go somewhere else, you can kind of fulfill what you think you can do best.
Not really, because at the end of the day, you know, I have to follow my heart. I've always done that in football and in life. So for the most part, it served me well. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, but, you know, I think, you know, for me, I just wanted to be in a situation where I was able to be proud of what I put on the field every Sunday. And, you know, I think every chance has an opportunity to compete for championships. Every team has a chance to do that at the beginning of the season. So it's no foregone conclusion that you go anywhere and you're going to do anything. So I think, you know, when I figured out there might be an opportunity for me to come to a great situation like this with a team on the rise and a lot of excitement in the building and a chance to compete to have a role like the one I was looking for, that was for me where I wanted to be. And I figured it out and tried to go get it.
Chris, your dad was a great player in the
Yep.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
What has he meant for your career? And is there, along those lines, is there any, did you feel any pressure to, you know, to reach that level or to achieve what he's achieved?
Sure. It's probably a little late in the game to get in the Hall of Fame. But my dad was a hell of a player, and I'm very proud of him. I've always separated myself and just doing my own thing and being my own man. And, you know, listen, I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish in the league. It's never been easy, and certainly expectations are always there that are maybe other people don't have to deal with. But there's a lot of positive with that pressure too. So I've always embraced it and am very proud of my dad. And so I think he's made me a better man and a better football player. So the positives outweigh the negatives of the pressure.
Chris, have they talked at all about potentially competing for a starting job? And you keep talking about the opportunity here.
I never think about, you know, labels like starter or whatever. I know Coach Schwartz likes you know, hard-nosed, fast, physical defense, and to do that, you need a lot of people playing. So I'm just happy to have an opportunity to compete for playing time. And at the end of the day, when you turn on the film, end zone copy, you don't know most of the time who started the game, who doesn't. I just want to be out there on the field enjoying competing with that great group that we have here that I look forward to starting to get to work with.
So just boiling it down, what do you think that you can find here that you didn't have in New England?
Well, if you watch New England play, a lot of times their defense is sort of a, I don't want to call it a 3-4. It's not a 3-4, but, you know, I ended up in a 3 technique a lot playing inside. Happy to do that. Really was lucky to be able to do that for a year. But for me, you know, if you watch what I did in St. Louis for 8 years, that was more like what we do here. So schematically, there's a big difference. So I'm just lucky to find a place that I think I can at least compete to try to have a role.
How much do you have left?
I feel like I got a lot left. I really do. You know, there was a time when I was injured and playing really bad and cut, rightfully so. You know, that I wasn't sure what my future in football was. But I was really lucky to take that step and for Coach Belichick to take a chance on me. And I kind of, you know, I found out that I still had a lot left in the tank. I didn't miss a practice, didn't miss a game last year. And that was something I was very proud of and was able to play hard and I think a pretty good high level. But, you know, I know I got to strike while the iron's hot, you know, being 32. I wanted to be in the right place. And this is the right place for me.
Did you play much 9 technique in centers?
Yeah. We played a lot of 9. We played a lot of 7. Played some 5. You know, I played in a 4-eye too. So I've been all over the place, like all up and down the line. But we definitely played. It was closer to what we do here.
Chris,
Chris, what did your wife say? I don't know if she saw his family.
She's a good decision. My wife, who's been incredibly supportive of me, you know, we have a one-year-old boy, Waylon is his name, and he is kind of as any dad will tell you, is the centerpiece of whatever you're doing, whether it's professional or personal. He's the middle of it all. So for me to move them to New England, and you know, now a year later we're moving again, they're real troopers. My wife is a hell of a trooper, and she wants me to be happy. So as long as I'm happy, she's happy. But the Jersey connection really helps.
When you were exchanging information with Connor, that was probably pretty soon after he was released. He was giving some positive reviews.
Yeah.
Did that make an impression on you that, you know, the team that he had just been cut from, he was giving these positive reviews?
Well, I know Connor is a straight shooter and just a good dude. So, I mean, I think for the most part, I haven't been through it, haven't been released in L.A. or St. Louis. I was a St. Louis Ram, not an L.A. Ram. Haven't been there and gone through that, where you know you have a lot of great ball left. Connor's a hell of a player. There's nothing to be, you know, there's no bad blood. He's just helping a friend find a place in free agency. He's going through the same thing, and I think that's pretty cool. I think he's a classy guy, and I think that's why this city loves him so much.
Hey, Chris, as you said, each team has a chance to win the Super Bowl. Yep. The Eagles have been honest about building around a 24-year-old quarterback, not being one player away. At this stage of your career, why did you think that was the right fit for your age?
Well, I mean, really, like I said, the number one thing that when I started free agency, I wanted to find was a good football fit. It wasn't about the money for me. I've been very lucky to make, you know, a good amount of money playing football. It wasn't about anything but just getting back to the player that I was, or as close as you can be to that. And that's something that I'm very driven to do. I'm very driven to compete and try to help this team win, I'm just lucky to be here. But for me, it was number one was the football fit, and a team that's going to have a chance to win a lot of football games. And I feel like when you watch them play, it's obvious that this organization is just moving in the right direction. And you know, when we got ready to watch the Super Bowl and play against the Falcons, you know, I spent a lot of time watching Philly's defense, because they were, you know, obviously very talented and played Atlanta great, and it just really jumped off the screen at you. And you say, you know, in free agency, once it started, I was like, yeah, I do remember watching those guys, and, man, that would be cool to be a part of something like that. So that's where I wanted to be.
Chris Schwartz is big on rotating his linemen, keeping them fresh. Was that an appealing thing to you?
I mean, for sure. I mean, I think however Coach Schwartz wants to do it, is he's had a great track record in this league. I know I've been a part of defensive lines that were really great, really cohesive, that rotated a lot. And, you know, I want to earn my reps, whatever they are. I got to go out and earn them. And, you know, when I watch BG or Fletch or, you know, Bo play, you know, Vinny, you know, Marcus, those guys, like, there's a lot of talent in that room, and I think it's easily got a chance to be one of the better units in the league. And you know, I'm just really excited to be a part of that, because that's what a D-line is it's a big group. I mean, it's not just four guys. However many people you can get on the field to help you win, the more the better.
Chris, how much influence did your dad have with this decision, if any, and what did he tell you about this team, if any?
Well, my dad always supports me in anything I do, and I think he's got a great football mind. I'll bounce things off him, but obviously he was very supportive of it. And, you know, the one thing that we can both agree on, me having played in Philly against the Eagles, and my first college game was against Temple at Link, and then my first pro game was against the Eagles. So, and I just saw Trey. And he was I lined up in front of Trey, and I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? I was chasing around Donovan McNabb all day. I think they hung 44 on us. But all I can remember was, like, the fight song, you know. And I just remember thinking throughout my career, I was like, I would really love to play in a city like that, you know, that's got that kind of atmosphere. And my dad was able to kind of drive that home. He's like, you will love Philly. You'll love the people. You'll love, like, the mentality, and, you know, having – played in college there, and you know, having spent a lot of time there and played against the Eagles a lot in the NFL. He's like, man, like, you will absolutely love that city. So for me, I figured out the football part, but to have my dad drive home, like, you're just going to love Philly. Like, it was that's kind of where he came in and gave me a little insight there.
We'll take one more, guys, if we got it.
Is your wife's family an Eagles fan?
Yeah, well, they kind of took one for the team and was wherever I was, they were big fans of the Rams and then the Pats. So this is like, you know, win-win. Actually, like when we were in college, I tracked down a Donovan McNabb jersey and got it signed, and gave it to my wife for a Christmas present. And so, like, I think playing on the Eagles is probably, it's come full circle. And, you know, she grew up an Eagles fan. My in-laws, they were all Eagles fans. You know, so for me, it's like, everybody's happy in the family.